Welcome to Battle of the Sexes.
I'm Ann Ball of AnnBall.com, and I'm here with Tony Farmer of FullArmorCoaching.com.
This is an adult conversation from a male and female perspective about issues that impact us personally, professionally, and some societal norms that we want to challenge.
Hey, Tony. Great to see you. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome. So what did you want to talk about tonight? I think we were talking about... Go on.
I think we were talking about stress in the holidays.
Stress at the holidays.
Stress in the holidays. And let's talk about how people can find themselves in a Grinch mood during the holidays. And it's interesting because I love that movie.
The Grinch.
And we're actually going to have tickets to go see it, I think it's next weekend. But I think that one of the things that I wanted us to kind of review is how people find themselves in stressful situations, either brought on by the holidays or maybe accentuated or exacerbated by the holidays due to all of the imposed expectations that come along with that. I can remember early in my marriage, when my wife and I, we bought our home, and there was just an expectation that all of the holiday celebrations for that year were going to be at our house because we had the new home. And I remember all of the stress that my wife carried with her, getting the house cleaned in a certain way, and getting all of the food prepared, and ensuring that everybody was comfortable, and concerning herself with the schedules of when people were coming and going, and who was going to stay with us versus who was going to stay at the hotel, who was going to make the hotel reservation. So I remember her carrying a lot of stress. And I think during the holiday season, a lot of people deal with that, at least people in my circle. What about you?
I think holiday stress is something everybody has to deal with. I mean, there's the stress of making sure you crossed everybody off your list for gifts. There's the stress of having company. There's the stress of getting everything decorated and looking just right. And I think you mentioned expectations. Expectations are a huge place of origin for stress. And that's not just true of the holidays. That's true of any time of year. That's true of any situation that you're in. It's true in many relationships, and just the idea of expectations as a whole is we set ourselves up a lot of times by having those expectations. And that's how we end up judging people as well.
Wow. So during a time where we should be festive and celebrative, there are so many people who are dealing with stress. And I think what's even more essential to the conversation is a lot of times the stress is not something that's outwardly expressed. Yeah. So people are stressed out and they're not talking to anybody about it. They're bottling it up. They're keeping it to themselves, and therefore it's causing other issues, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. And so how do we as coaches approach, help our clients get through what may be a stressful holiday season? You go first, and then I will add my thoughts.
I love how you put me on the spot. You go first.
I'm pretty good at doing that.
Yes, you are. Many things that you're very good at doing.
I try.
None of it comfortable.
I'm a work in progress.
So, stress, and especially at the holidays, we need to recognize where our stress is coming from, and is it an expectation that we've put on ourselves? And if we put this expectation on ourselves, why have we put this expectation on ourselves? What's the worst that can happen if we don't follow through and we don't meet that expectation? And that's something that we all need to start looking at and saying, hey, the sky's not falling. What can really go wrong if I don't meet this expectation? And, you know, that's where you need to prioritize. You need to take that time to prioritize, because I think everybody these days is crunched for time. And being able to prioritize what's important to us, those things that give us that bring us true value and true fulfillment should be prioritized. Those things that bring us love, those things that bring us this feeling of service towards others, those are the things we need to focus on, because it's all about us and in our hearts and making sure we're taking care of ourselves. So if we're not taking care of ourselves, that's when it's going to fall apart, right?
I think that the origin of the conversations that you and I so enjoy having is sometimes this lens that men have versus the lens that women have. And one of my observations is how much women take on the responsibility for making sure everybody's taken care of. Everybody has a gift to open on the day of Christmas. Everybody is fed. Everybody is happy. Everybody is feeling festive, that the house looks festive, and that everybody and everything, it's in its proper place. And that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. And I'll come back to something else you mentioned. This isn't just prevalent during the holiday season. For some people, this is year round. Yep. And I can't quite fathom them carrying that stress on a day-to-day basis. And then you have the added stress of trying to be a career person and trying to achieve in a male-dominated environment, which in and of itself can be stressful. One of the things that I'll tag on to that you mentioned was this idea of expectation. Why do we hold these expectations to the degree that it causes us stress if we don't meet them? And are the expectations that we have, where are they rooted in? And don't we have the authority? Don't we have the fortitude? Don't we have the, the power to change those things?
We absolutely do.
But specifically if they're causing us some level of detriment. And why we're so connected, it could be that we're connected to tradition because it reminds us of when we were young. It could be that we're trying to hold up some mirror that measures us against our forefathers and our foremothers and people who've done it. It could be because we want to be seen in a certain light, or we want to hold a certain position and be looked to as the matriarch or patriarchs of the family. It's just a very interesting and fascinating ideal in terms of why we allow expectations to cause us stress, right? And why we don't feel the need to alter those expectations when they become unhealthy.
Right. You're absolutely right.
So what are your thoughts on that? I covered a lot, didn't I?
You did.
I feel like I fire hosed you a little bit.
That's okay. And you even repeated a couple of the things that I was saying. So yeah. You actually didn't, how do we deal with stress? Well, there's many different ways we deal with stress. Many people go to the gym and work out to blow off steam. Some people belly up to the bar.
Yeah, which causes a whole nother level. Sometimes it can cause a whole nother level.
I enjoy my wine when I'm all stressed out. I gotta get out of here. But there's also super healthy ways we can do it. I'm actually reading Deepak Chopra's The Healing Self right now. Okay. And it's an amazing book, and it talks about the mind-body connection, and stress causes inflammation. Inflammation causes dis-ease. So we are not at ease.
I like that.
Yeah. We're not at ease with ourselves, and there's something wrong. And it's being able to go in and pinpoint and being able to target where those stress points are, and do they really need to be there? And how can we reframe things and turn them around so that we are looking at things in a healthier way? Yeah. One of the things that I'm learning in this book is that the power of meditation and the power of yoga
Okay.
are they are actually like 100 times stronger than any pain medication that doctors can give us a prescription for. And that just amazed me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't take Tylenol, go meditate.
Yeah.
Because it really gets you centered into your mind, and it takes you away. When you go to meditate, you need to make your mind a blank slate.
Yeah.
You remember the TV show called The Greatest American Hero?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I watched it today.
Okay. Did you really?
Yeah, it comes on a channel called H&I.
Oh,
that. On Verizon.
That.
Yes, very clearly, yes.
So you know how he sits there and goes, white paper, white paper, white paper?
Yes.
Okay, that's how I go to sleep at night.
Okay.
Or I used to go to sleep at night. But I couldn't think white paper. It was too bright for me. So to go to sleep, I would think black paper, black paper, black paper.
You know,
that way it would make the room dark. I would feel my eyes just getting darker and darker. And that's how I would get myself to sleep, because it helped empty my brain of everything that I had going on. And isn't that what the character is going through? He's trying to like get rid of everything in his mind so that his
The Greatest American Hero, it's funny you mentioned, because he has these powers that he acquired by discovering this alien suit. But the key to that is he lost the instructions on how the suit works. And so now he is kind of meandering through his life as a superhero without any real instruction. And it makes me think, I think you've just kind of helped me kind of get my thoughts solidified around this topic, right? I think that we forget how much power we have internally. We forget how much we can direct our minds, how much we can impact our own lives by changing how we think. And one of the big things that I focus on with my clients, and I'm sure you as well, is the idea of self-talk. And I think, as you said, not only self-talk, but positive self-talk and meditation, and the ability to find a way to disconnect. For those people who reside in my age range, a funny thing happens to the body. You tend to get up at the night, in the middle of the night, and have to go to the bathroom. Well, inevitably, you know, when you get up, you go to the bathroom, before you make it back to bed, your mind starts going, and then you can't go back to sleep because, you know, all the stuff that's on your mind. And I think we forget how much power we have to choose to process or not process. Sometimes when we choose not to process for the purposes of getting a good night's rest, or for the purposes of rejuvenating and regenerating ourselves, we get so attached to the tasks at hand, a lot of which we don't have any direct influence over at that moment. So because we can't do anything about it, we stress over it. So the question then becomes for you, Anne, in your experience as a coach and as a person who is always trying to better themselves, is this really about, do we stress because we want to be in control of everything? Is that the source of stress? Are we imprisoned by our want or need to control every aspect of our lives?
And I think that comes down to expectations. What do we expect of ourselves? And what do we expect of others? Because when we have manufactured expectations of others, then we start to judge. When we start to judge, it's actually, when you start to judge somebody, it's because you're recognizing something that's actually in you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, okay, just to address, so here's a little coaching tip for people who find themselves judging. And you need to reflect that judgment back at you. So when you find yourself saying, I can't believe so-and-so did this or acts this way, you put at the end of that, just like me. And it hits you, slaps you right in the face. Yeah. And then once you realize that you start doing those things, it puts you in a place where you can really start addressing it. As for expectations, chill.
Right? I like your remedy.
Well, yeah, just chill out. But expectations, I mean, what is realistic? What is unrealistic? What can you really, really do to meet your own expectations of yourself? Have you overscheduled yourself? Okay, you know, I've done a lot of overscheduling of myself in the last couple of months, and I had to physically step back and take a few minutes to be able to really start focusing back on me. I was using the opportunity to deflect all of my other issues that I had to take care of. I wasn't taking care of me. It was more important to me to take care of others. And that could be people in the, you know, it could be my clients, it could be my kids, it could be other things that I'm doing for work. It's been a ride. And then to have somebody, my counselor, actually come back and say, "Anne, you seriously need to stop." And I said, "I know, I've started." But she was pushing me to really, really pull back even more and focus more on me, which I needed. I needed to do that. And it's been very beneficial, and it's been redirecting things around to say, "Hey, I love me. I'm number one. I am the most important person in my life. And I got to do this for me so that I can give forward."
Yeah. Yeah. I think that too many people, and this, I'm not exempt from this myself. I think that too many people focus or have a tendency to spend so much of that time focusing outwardly that you tend to forget that, to your point, you need a little self-maintenance from time to time.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something funny. I enjoy trying to make you laugh in our conversations. I had this plan today, and right around noon, I was so excited because my plan had gone almost without flaw. I mean, just, and in fact, if I'm being completely honest, it was flawless. The way I had the day envisioned was just flawless. Now, point number one, I had to get up and I wanted to have a good breakfast. Okay, so I went to Clifton, went to the general store, a wonderful breakfast, right? I love their breakfast. And then I have a friend who also lives in Clifton, who he owns a bakery. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna go get some cupcakes. I wanted some of his cupcakes for like the last 2 months, so I got some cupcakes. And then I was hanging out with my daughter and my wife, and I thought to myself, I think I want to go get a manicure, because sometimes my nails get brittle and the air gets dry and I don't drink enough water, and so they break off and do all kinds of things. So went and got a manicure. And then my wife and I were planning on doing some renovations in our kitchen, so we went and picked out some granite and some, you know, for the countertops and some cabinets. And I just thought, and oh, by the way, I absolutely wanted to talk to you. You know, we had this conversation planned, so I needed to talk to Ian. And there's one more thing on my list. One of my really good friends is an assistant basketball coach for the Bishop O'Connell High School men's team. And so I sent him a text and I said, "Hey, you got a game this evening?" He said, "Yes, 7:35. So I thought, "Hey, I'm gonna go to that." And then my daughter wants to ride home from work. So it feels like one day during the year that everything went exactly as planned. Everything, you know, and I did not, now here's the key. I didn't stress about what wasn't going to get done. Right? If it didn't get done at the end of the day, and I think you mentioned this before, what was the worst gonna happen? I was gonna be home. I was going to have my feet up watching TV and planning for all the things that I'm trying to do for other people. So it's just in that way, I was just so, at the end of the day, I'm so excited that I was able to check everything off the list. I think sometimes we put a lot of things on our list that don't benefit us, don't rejuvenate, don't regenerate us. I think we put a lot of stuff on a list that we know won't help anybody else. I think that when we don't get those things done, we don't consider, you know, what's the worst that can happen if they don't get done? And we go to ground zero. Well, you know, are you going to lose life? Are you going to lose your house? Or is it just not going to get done? And one of my favorite books is called The One Thing by Stephen Pressfield. And it talks about how much people fail at multitasking, right? What's the one thing you're focused on? Focus on that one thing and then get that thing done. And a lot of times that will cascade into other things. So today was just about me getting breakfast, cupcakes, nails done, and then going to watching a basketball game, getting my contract signed, have my kitchen renovated. That seems very simple, but I feel very fulfilled. And then the culmination of all that is I get to talk to you and try to help others, you know, alleviate the stress they're having during the holidays. So I did another fire hose. I do that to you quite often, but
yeah, you keep doing that.
So I'll proceed and let you respond to what I've been trying to. Exposit here.
What I love that you did today was you made sure you took yourself out to breakfast. So you did that for you. Mm-hmm. I love that you've been dying to get these cupcakes. And see your buddy. You did that for you. You also got a manicure. You got that done and it was on your list. And again, you did that for you.
Yes.
Those first three things in my mind are all things that you didn't have to do, but you did them all specifically for yourself. That's right. All part of your self-care. And that's what I recognize.
Yeah.
So everything else to me, I mean, you know, the kitchen stuff that involves your wife and, you know, other family members and all of that. So, but yeah, you made sure that the first three things you did during today was take care of you.
Had to do it. And I was fortunate enough that my wife and daughter hung out with me while I was doing all those things.
Oh, cool. Well done.
So now, and I feel like we need to review all the things on your list that you took care of for self-care today.
What have I done for myself today? Let's see, I slept late.
Okay, good.
I slept in.
Bonus.
What else did I do today? God, today got busier than I expected it to be.
Okay. So do we need to help you plan on
taking... Yeah, I mean, I still have meditation on my list because I haven't had the chance to get to it today.
Okay. All right.
Meditation for me is the big one. So I
put that in.
I am, and I'm planning on doing that when we wrap up here. So I did a little bit, but not exactly what I wanted to do there.
So I think if we, you and I, were talking to a group of clients right now, or a group of people just looking for help in terms of how to manage their stress through the holidays, I think the best thing that we could tell them is to schedule time for self-care.
Absolutely.
Schedule time for self-maintenance and be as dedicated to meeting that expectation as you are meeting expectations to serve or help anybody else. What do you think? I think that's a good summary. What do you think?
Put yourself first. So right, and you have the power to give to others. Absolutely.
And to the listeners out there, just to be clear, I need to be more engaged in helping Ann plan and stick to her self-care items. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Battle of the Sexes. We are truly grateful that you've taken out the time to listen to us. We hope that there was something said or a topic discussed that helps you in your life or your relationships, helps you to get through a challenge that you're currently experiencing. And we hope that you dial in again.
If you have questions or comments, please feel free to email Tony or I. You can reach Tony at tfarmer292@gmail.com. Or myself, Ann@annball.com.
Thanks again.